please keep your planning simple. The more complex, the more energy you'll need. Don't be afraid to make changes. Changes can be good and also comforting. Make a list of all the activities you are accustomed to doing. Next to each event, I want you to write down your thoughts and feelings about that event or about that activity. And in a third column, entitled, How Could We Do This Differently?, I want you to write down alternative ideas to that tradition. Let the list sit for a couple of days, think it through, discuss it with family members, and then go back to the list and make some decisions. Now, I want you to realize that these decisions you've made are not set in stone. You need to build into each invitation or plan the ability to change your mind. Yes, change your mind. It's okay to change your mind. You need to go with the flow. Each invitation you accept, you say to that person, you know, I really want to join you, but I'm afraid that I'll wake up and not feel like being around a lot of people. So I'm accepting your invitation on the condition that if it gets too much for me, that you won't be offended if I leave early or if I decline on the same day. Now you've set the stage to be comfortable either way. I need you to listen to yourself and consider your needs. You know, it's okay to be selfish. And after you've made these decisions, don't second guess yourself. Don't double mind yourself. And don't feel guilty. You're doing what you need to do to cope with the intense pain of the day and all the emotions that it brings. Remember, you must make these wishes known to others. You know, they don't have ESP. You know, they cannot automatically figure out what your needs are. You have to tell them. You know, they try so desperately to make you feel more comfortable, but unless you communicate with them, they can't help you. Make every attempt to reduce your stress level. The grieving process is stressful enough. So don't add to that stress by overdoing or overextending yourself by making commitments which do not support you. If anything, it's best to reduce the amount of commitments that you make now and leave more time for yourself and your loved ones. Break down these activities you do choose into small segments. Please don't try to do them all at once. Don't try to do everything all at once. Remember that it's perfectly acceptable to say, no, this year I can't. Don't expect perfection either in what you plan, the gifts you buy for others, the activities that you partake in. Just go with the flow. I want you to find a friend, a close friend, who will stay close to you to support you during this difficult time of year and throughout the holidays and throughout different days of the year. And, you know, depression can easily set in and the desire to hide under the covers. So don't let that happen to you. If you're feeling the blues, call that friend, talk it out. Call a crisis center, a prayer line, but get help. And please don't shut yourself out away from the rest of the world, no matter how tempting it is. You know, now that we talk about the crisis lines, I want to encourage you to get a piece of paper right now and let's handle this now. Stop the tape, get a piece of paper, and I don't mean the back of an envelope now that you could throw away, a piece of paper that you're going to keep in a very important place in your house and that will serve you throughout the year. So go get that piece of paper and pencil now and we'll wait for you. Stop the tape and we'll wait for you. Okay, we're back. Hope you got that paper now. There are three phone numbers that I want you to use whenever you're feeling that overwhelming crisis feeling, stressed out, I don't know what to do now. The first thing you need to do is call your local information, telephone information, 555-1212, and find out what is your 24-hour crisis center or suicide prevention hotline. Now, you may say to me, well, I don't feel very suicidal right now, and I'm not proposing that you ever will, but what I am proposing is that you will definitely feel blue at times, and maybe you're the individuals in your community that you use as your support system, family and friends, they're not going to be there for you at 2 or 3 in the morning when you might find yourself awake, unable to sleep, and you're pacing back and forth through the living room, can't find anything good to watch on TV, and you don't know what to do with yourself. I want you to call that number. That number is your local community crisis center, and they are there 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to help you. Keep that number handy and use it often, and don't be embarrassed by using it often.